This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now on Joy 94.9, this is The Glow Show with your hosts, Victoria Police LGBTI Liaison Officer Gabrielle Tyack, Joy's own Will Lanting, with a range of Victoria Police staff and Joy volunteers coming together to inform and support our diverse LGBTI communities. Here is The Glow Show on Joy.
And yes, you are on The Glow Show, Joy 94.9. I'm Will, and of course, this being Radiothon, it wouldn't be a Glow Show without Gabby. How are you going?
Sometimes it's a Glow Show without me. It has to be.
Why is that?
Because I'm not always here. Well, I usually am, but sometimes I might not be.
And how have you been this week, all right?
I'm good. I've had a wonderful weekend. Do you know some of the things I've done?
Yes, yeah.
We were busy on Friday
with Ida Hobbit. Yeah, we were.
That was hugely busy.
We'll definitely have to talk about that. Out at Footscray, that was a wonderful little afternoon we had with everybody. So, in fact, we'll get right into that because that was the announcement of the VERIOC report by the Victoria Police.
It was. It was the public announcement. We did a internal one a week before, and we did a special one on Ida Hobbit Day.
So there's some interesting things that come out of that, which was a little concerning, but obviously not to be surprised because we do live in the real world, and you know that we've always faced with challenges and issues that crop up. You know, it's far from perfect, but look, the fact of the matter is that certainly the Victoria Police, not me, but you're facing these issues, you're trying to address them, and you know, you're going to obviously put things in place to get things dealt with in time.
Yeah, we'll talk about this a bit later in the show as well. We may have a special guest if she gets here on time.
I know, fingers crossed.
But we've got some wonderful guests in the studio. We're trying to get as many glows in the studio tonight with us as we can.
Yeah, and who we got tonight is joining us first up?
Well, the ones we have in are ones we've had on the Glow Show before. Not with you. I think you were just coming into the Glow Show.
In and out, yeah.
So they don't know you, but the audience hopefully does. Clarissa Park and Carly Bodicom.
Girls, welcome. What stations are you at, first of all?
I'm at Sunshine Prosecutions in the West.
And I'm at the police assistance line in Ballarat, which is the new non-urgent crime reporting telephone line that'll be coming out in July.
And we'll be doing an episode on that specifically, I think, getting up to the launch, because I think that's very important for people to know about that information.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, so what made you become GLOWS? What's important about the work, do you think?
We were lucky. We both came from Melbourne North Police Station, Uniform Station, and there were quite a few GLOWS there already. So that's where I learnt about being a GLOW. I thought it was a great initiative and got on board. There happened to be training just as I had found out about it, so I got on board with that. And then Clarissa jumped on board not long afterwards.
So how long have you been at GLOW for, Clarissa?
Probably about a year and a half now. Yeah, it's been great, very rewarding, so enjoy it.
Now, you say you're out at Ballarat. That must be a hell of a drive every day.
It is. It's a long drive. So I listen to a lot of Joy on my way there. It's about an hour and a half commute for me each way every day. But it's great out there. And I work with a lot of non-police people. So the little GLOW badge has made a big difference. So many people out there, part of our wider community, coming up and saying how much they love the badge, they love the rainbow, they love to see police representing part of the community. So we're out part
lovely
of the community.
And out at North Melbourne?
Out at Sunshine.
Sorry,
now.
Sunshine, yeah, now, yeah.
Yeah, so I've only been out there a few months, but it's been good, sort of meet a lot of people through the courts, court staff, all the rest of it. And yeah, it's a good chance, as Carly said, to represent that aspect of the community and answer any questions people may have about it.
And you might remember, because it was a very special episode when you were both on before, because it wasn't long after marriage equality came in. Why did we have you in?
I believe we may have been the first lesbian couple in Victoria Police to be legally married.
Still excited about it. And still married.
Still married.
Even better.
Absolutely beautiful.
And we worked at the same station at the time, so that was a bit of a different thing for
a little
Victoria
romance.
Police.
Oh, I love that.
At North Melbourne Police Station.
Yeah.
That's where I got North Melbourne from.
Yes. You just didn't pluck it out of thin air.
Yeah.
But we wanted to have a bunch of glows in tonight because we wanted you to sell joy to the audience, to say what's so great about joy, and why do we as Victoria Police officers and glows really appreciate the relationship that we have with this radio station?
Well, I think for myself, it's a great opportunity to spread the message, and also for, you know, listeners to hear how varied Victoria Police is, all the different units that are available, all the different services and supports that we can supply and provide them. And yeah, I just think it's a great way to spread what's available, that people may have a perception about Victoria Police, and it's a chance perhaps to dispel any negative connotations or things from the past that have changed, and show how we're going about things today. So
yeah, look, I think one of the important things to the Glow Show is that we, you know, certainly through myself and the presenters of the past, is that we connect with the police. We talk about the issues, and you know, ask the silly questions, ask the challenging questions, find out how challenging it is for you guys. And I think that's one of the important aspects that I try to look for and talk about. And obviously we've had some incidents in the past week or so that we had a little bit of trouble. We actually can't talk about it because there's investigations within, but we as a show, and we have done in the past with Bourke Street, for example, when things pattern out a little bit more, we get more information and people are more comfortable for us to then talk about it in depth. And it's amazing to talk about the challenges that you people face and some of the misconceptions that the public has out there, and some of the negative comments, and we talk through them. And I think that's one of the positive aspects of the show.
Yeah, and if you were listening last week, you might have wondered why we never even mentioned it, and that's the reason why. When things happen so close to when the show airs, we are limited in what we can say, so we'd rather come back, like Will says, and come back with as much information as we can, and with someone probably who's involved in the investigation who can talk on our behalf.
We had some assistant commissioners, and I think we also had the commissioner come in on Saturday's Saturday magazine, and they gave some more formal.
I believe it was the chief.
The chief commissioner.
Yes.
Wow, there you go. But look, yeah, we plan to get someone in the coming weeks, and we will definitely go through, you know, what's going on once we're a little bit more clear. But that's the important part about the show, and obviously that's the reason why we have to have the Glow Show. Obviously your girls agree?
Definitely. Absolutely. It's been great for us.
Yeah.
And so there's a reason why it's Radiothon.
Yes, it is.
So
we do need your support.
Yes, we do. So we're selling why we love joy, and Will's got a message in relation to why we're on air.
The membership, yeah. Well, if you want to join and become a member and support us, the best way to do it, joy.org.au, or you can call Amber on the desk, 1300-JOY-949. You can become a member, and any new members we'll read out live on air. And obviously, we're taking donations as well for the support of Joy. It costs around $3,000 a year to literally administrate and support our show. So it's really, really important that you know, you become involved in Joy and able to support the Glows, and certainly support our network.
Yeah, I mean, Joy is so important to so many people in the community. I listened to Joy for many, many years before I joined Victoria Police. When I moved down to Victoria, I was hunting for something that was gay on the radio, and so I found Joy. And I think, Clarissa, you have the same kind of a story.
Oh, yeah. I think I first switched on about 13 years ago. So I've been listening for years. So.
When was the first time you listened to Joy?
Gosh, I'm not too sure. I'm originally from Queensland, but I've been down here quite a while. Years. I couldn't say exactly, but a long time. I love the station. It's great.
Yeah. No, look, and obviously the work we do here on the Glow Show, you know, I think is really, really important. But certainly Joy for me, I was in the closet for many, many decades, and I discovered Joy about 5 years before I came out. And it was a station that sort of kept me company and kept me going and was there for me. And certainly when I decided to show my colours, literally, it was a place that I had to come to and be a part of. You know, I certainly was not a party person, so it was a great way to be involved. And the Glow Show was something that started literally when I started. And I think Dylan, who's looking after us tonight on the panel, he was a part of the Glow Show as well, where we were originally a podcast. So that's where this show started from. And it's eventually evolved into a live show, which we are now, which I'm very, very grateful for. So when you two girls were on the podcast, was that, I didn't do that one. So what was that topic about?
That was predominantly about us.
Gay marriage. It was all about us.
So it was right at the gay.
All about us.
Right at the gay marriage time.
Yeah. It was well timed.
Yeah. Because you got married overseas, didn't you?
New Zealand. But that we'd organised it prior to the vote.
Yeah, and we weren't 100% sure the vote was going to get through, to be honest. So we planned everything for New Zealand. We had a great, very supportive celebrant there who we loved. So we actually chose our location based on her. She was amazing. And then we found out the vote had gotten through.
And did you end up getting married here, or did you still went to New Zealand?
Yeah, still got married in New Zealand.
And then obviously the marriage certificates are recognised.
Now it's recognised here.
That is absolutely fantastic. I love that.
And so how did it feel for you not knowing that it was going to get through here, and when it did come through, did it change how you felt about being married?
Well, I think at the time, I think we were saying on the podcast, we were in Cuba at the time that we found out that the vote had gotten up, went our way. But there's not a lot of internet over there, so we had to walk through the streets to find this park where you could get onto the Wi-Fi and get internet, and then it would drop out and drop in and whatnot. And then finally we got the message, we Googled and got the message through. It was actually very memorable, very exciting. So
in Cuba, yeah, you were having a holiday there, were you?
We were, yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely, that's lovely.
9 weeks leave a year, Victoria Police. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, wow, there you go. God, sign me up, I tell you.
Thinking of joining, that might be one reason why.
If you want to join the police force, that is. But if you want to join Joy, so remember the Joy's website, joy.org.au, or you can call in tonight, call Amber on 1300.joy. 1300 Joy 949. I'll eventually get it right. We will have a few commercials and we'll get back to you after the break. You're on The Glow Show with Gabby and Will on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Glow Show on Joy. Back soon.
About becoming a Joy member, here's another one of the great prizes you can win if you sign up for the first time or renew your membership during Radiothon. Get naked with
two $500 gift packs from Dr. Bronner's.
Dr. Bronner's certified organic fair trade soap keeps your mind and body clean. P's and C's apply. Visit joy.org.au for more information. It's Radiothon 2019 and it starts on the 17th of May.
Hey, this is Kate Sobrano. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station this Radiothon. Call 1300 569 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au now.
Welcome back. This is The Glow Show on Joy.
Gabby and Will here, The Glow Show, Joy 94.9, and it's a special Radiothon week. We've been speaking to Clarissa Park and Carly Bodifer.
Very good.
Almost got it right.
You don't trust me with the names anymore, do you?
I know. Just getting some glows in here to talk about our experiences with Joy and how much we love it. And we've got Di Bloom, who's someone that I work quite closely with and was a guest not too long ago.
Di, welcome.
Thank you, Will. Lovely
now,
to be here.
You're a youth resources officer at the Victorian Police?
Correct.
We one of our focuses on the Glow Show is to focus on youth.
Yes.
Also senior LGBTI members as well. But yeah, certainly youth is one of our big focuses that we have, because a lot of young people have a fear of police.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, and we have some issues there. And so we're trying to reach out to them to say, you know, despite what you see or despite what your parents have said, or if you've probably been a little bit naughty, you know, and on the wrong end of the law, but police, when it really comes down to it and you need their help, they are there for you.
Absolutely. And then the aspect of having Gabby being Glow specifically and all the proactive members and 350 extra Glow members on top of their full-time job. So my full-time job is Youth Resource Officer, so it encompasses everything. But I suppose I can go back to 1996 and say that I've been dealing with young people through a program that started up through Moreland, and it was called the Young Gays and Lesbians Around Moreland, and it was specifically art-based and theatre-based and supporting young people questioning sexuality. But I got to get up on stage, which was fabulous, and they created their own show. Their the lighting, the story, the theatre was amazing.
Yeah, one of the questions I always like to ask, and I'm slowly getting my head around it with a little bit of time, and because I've come into the Glow Show really right from the start a couple of years ago, knowing zero about police, and I barely had a parking ticket or the odd speeding fine when I was young, so it was a challenging, and it still is a very challenging show to do because I literally know nothing, but I kind of like that. And I'm trying to understand, why do you think the youth may have and I will, because it is Radiothon special and we really are trying to reach out to the LGBTI youth, what do you think some of the problems are that LGBTI youth have towards police? Why do you think some of the fears are there? Do you think, is it something that it's entrenched by their parents, or do you think they just are so scared of being, you know, slowly are discovering themselves? It's the last thing they want to do is to talk to an authority about it or have any issue to deal with. Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, it's a really personal time in their life. Mm. And if you talk about not knowing anything about police, I knew nothing about LGBTI in 1996. So they needed a police member for this funding to get YGLAM started, and it's still going. I speak to young people here, there, where I tag along with Gabby and have a fabulous time talking to the community, and they went through YGLAM. I did backflips, learning what is the community like? What are they missing? What do we need to do as police? And like I said, it's a really emotional time for them, and the last thing they want to do is go and disclose something that they might not have even come out and talked about their parents or family or friends, and all of a sudden, like you say, they have to go and talk to authority figures. How do you do that? How do you feel comfortable doing that?
And I think if you're discovering yourself and you get involved in an incident, I think could be quite terrifying. Yep. So, yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's something that needs to get out there, you know, into the younger community, that you're there for them and Glows are there for them.
100%.
And the fact that we've got over 350 Glows around the state, what we do is everywhere we go, we promote the role to the community, but also to the police that we speak to and we work with. So everywhere we go, Di's always wears rainbow things now because she works with me a lot. Mm. I've got rainbows all over my desk, and people are starting to wear the lanyards around because they see me doing it, they work with me, and they see the importance of the work that we do and how it impacts the community.
Mm. Now, Di, you've been on the Glow Show once now?
Once, yes.
Yeah, so obviously you've listened. So what's some of the important things you feel about how important the Glow Show is and why we should have it?
And again, going back to being able to promote to the community that there are 350, I know Gabby's sort of one up for the state of Victoria, but just to get the LGBTI community to understand that, yes, they might be going through an emotional, terrible experience, but or just having a nice time, that we're out there communicating more, and even, as Gab said, communicating to our own members and getting them to understand what the LGBTI community goes through and how do we support them. So, sorry, I'm just repeating myself there, but it's a lot of communication.
It is.
And it surprises me.
And it's hard to do.
Yes.
It really is. And it's real legwork, and it takes real time. And I think the show's good. It cuts down on a little bit of that legwork as well.
Very much so.
And we can really reach out. And we can also, I think we are by default doing a lot of promotion for the police. police in the various departments. And I think the recruiting department certainly owe us a coffee or two because... because we have some interesting episodes. We've had, it was a while ago, we had forensics. I think that was one of our more popular ones. And we've had the special response units.
Coming up, we've got a water police episode.
Yeah, hopefully water police in the next week or two if they can come in. Mm-hmm. With police air wing, which was my first one.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a real, real interesting one. But
you
then
had the bike squad, that was very exciting. That was me.
That was you, was it?
Because you've been on more than once, haven't
I
you?
Have,
this is your third time, I think.
This is my third time. Ooh, very exciting.
A bike squad.
Bike squad, yeah.
There'd have to be a BMW, bike. Wouldn't it?
No, push bike.
Are you on a push bike? And so you came in on a motorbike, so you had your helmet, and I can just imagine you on highway patrol going down the thing on your BMW chasing everybody.
No, it's just a little push bike.
When you say bike squad, that was one of the things that as a young person, here we go, we're tying everything together beautifully. We had a quarry behind my place where I grew up, and we used to ride our motorbikes, and we weren't really supposed to ride there, and the police used to come and chase us out, and they were riding the TT motorbikes. We used to call them the TT cops. and we always said, oh, if we can't get an apprenticeship or if we can't do it, we're going to join the police because I want to become a TT cop and ride the bikes, you know. Some of that would have been the best job in the world as far as I'm concerned.
Now, given what we discussed earlier around the Varioc report, and for people who may not understand what that is, that's the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, a report that Victoria Police commissioned with them looking into various aspects of policing, how we treat each other internally. And this report was about how we treat our LGBTI employees. And there was a lot of negative stuff in that report, which we're addressing and trying to make sure that we wipe that kind of behaviour out of the police force. And given what's been happening in the media and the incident in Fitzroy recently, we want to reassure the community that we're a police force that respects differences and we respect all our community. If anything occurs wrong within Victoria Police, we want to make sure it's investigated appropriately. And so we've just got a message come in from Brad in marvellous Melbourne. Yes, it is. Given the report about homophobia within the force for its members, how do you feel this relays to the LGBTI community and confidence we won't be treated with the same issues unless we seek out a GLOW? And I'm confident that if you have to approach a member in Victoria Police anywhere, that you'll get a good response. Obviously, the Victoria Police Force mirrors our community, where not everyone is accepting of everyone who's different to them. And so if anything occurs where you're not happy with the response from police, and sometimes you may get a bad response, and I'm saying only occasionally, we want to be made sure that you have a way of looking into that or having us investigate that, you can contact a GLOW as your first contact point and say, well, I wasn't happy with my experience. I think I was treated poorly, and we'll make sure that is investigated. So I am very confident. I think everyone else in this room would say that if you do report something to the police, you will get a good response.
Now, this is the beauty of the GLOW show, because it's you and I primarily, and as a community member, and I not only reiterate what you say, and I say that to everybody, if you need to seek a police officer and you aren't treated appropriately, or you feel that you're not even treated appropriately because of your sexuality, you can contact a GLOW and you will be taken care of. You will be looked after the best within, you know, the legal boundaries. The fact of the matter is that it's great that the police have done this Varioc report. It's really, really important that they put their hand up and made the effort to do this report. The fact is that they have found things, which is great. Now, remember, I'm the community, but as everybody knows, I work for an airline, and that airline is very, very LGBTI friendly. But once again, if a Varioc report was to go within my airline, I can assure you we would have some of the same results. Mm. And that's called life, and that's the fact of life. And if I was to fill out the survey and the form, even in recent months, I've had experiences where I don't feel that it's appropriate the way I was treated because of who I am. So it's a very realistic thing. I'm glad and very thankful that the police has done this report. I'm glad and very thankful that they've been honest with the results too. And I know by knowing all you guys that it will be actioned, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm proud of being a member of Victoria Police because we have commissioned these reports. We knew that the feedback wasn't going to be positive because, I mean, most people who respond to these reports are going to talk about their negative experiences, and that's what we want to know. And the fact that we've not only commissioned it but then accepted all their recommendations from the top, we want to change how the force is, to make sure that everyone is inclusive. And if you're not inclusive, we are doing our best to weed you out, so that everyone is accepted.
In other words, this job's not for you if you're not inclusive.
Pretty much.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Yes, yeah. Very much.
And yeah. We've got a new membership.
Oh, wow.
And who would it be?
Who would it be?
Let's find out.
It's my wonderful fiancé who's renewed our membership.
Oh, yay. That's
so
fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank Excellent. You. Now, look, the Glow Show is important, you know, trying to connect with the police, and, you know, we need to talk about the challenges on both sides, and I think that we're getting through it really, really well.
Yep.
And once again, as I said, it's costs Joy $3,000 a year to run our show. So membership supports that, and donations certainly keep our station running. So yeah, if you want to join, joy.org.au, or if you can call Amber on the desk, 1300 JOY 949. Now, one of the other good things about joining Joy is that you can get involved. You can be
That's
like
what
myself.
Happened to you.
That's what
yeah.
happened to me. I walked in here, didn't know even how to turn the radio on, and
now you have your own show.
Now I have my own show. It's amazing. I mean, everyone giggles and laughs, but yeah, we're getting through it. So, but you can also do many other things within Joy as well. You can not only become an announcer or presenter, but you can do production if you want. You can do multiple roles. The podcasting is also something that needs a big support, and the Glow Show really needs support as well. And I'd like to thank Dylan, who supports us tonight, and Pete Holmes, who supports us in our podcasting, and Jack, who supports us in our production.
And apologies from Assistant Commissioner Tess Walsh. She was going to join us tonight, but has been stuck in a meeting with the Chief Commissioner, so we'll accept that apology.
We will accept that, but we're going to have her back on again very soon. Gabby, girls, thank you very much
thank
for the support
you.
And love you,
you
give
Thanks
all my community.
It's excellent.
And we will hope to have you back again soon.
See you next week.
On The Glow Show, Joy 94.9.
That's it from us today. Thanks for listening to another Glow Show on Joy. Tonight's episode has just been loaded to the Joy website and our podcast feed on iTunes. So if you missed anything important, you can hear it again now. Please support the volunteers who make the Glow Show happen by subscribing to our podcast and sharing them with your friends on social media. The Glow Show is produced by Will Lansing and Gabrielle Tyack and edited weekly by me, Jason Gibbs. See you next time on Joy. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.